There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven. Radio. They're both, where are they? They're both right here. Studio. Where are you boys?
Both here.
We're both here. Tampa. In Tampa.
In Tampa. Good for you. What happened? The Chicago washout? They didn't want you?
We just got fed up and left. Enough of that good steak. You know, all those steaks in a row. We started thinking about you. You know, we can't eat
cigars
every single night.
Yeah.
Gotta
call that,
that
wine. Perfect.
Actually, you know what? We didn't do any cigars while
we
were in Chicago.
No, we did not. No.
Mm-hmm. This is the first time. That's kind of different.
Good boys.
Yeah.
Not good for you. Akos Yankura, the solutionist when it comes to products on the air to be sold, he's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. John Cremins, doctor of shopology, mixing it up with us here on My Cool Inventions Radio. Yesterday, you've actually, the last couple of days, we've had a couple of pretty good presentations. Monday, Margaret Davis, an idea for flowers that you blow up, balloon flowers. Got 80% thumbs up. I thought it would do better than that, actually, John. And then yesterday, Frank Tiley had those adjustable needle nose pliers. What happened with him?
He went to 100%.
100%.
Nobody voted against him?
Nobody.
How good was it?
That was good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it is good. His idea is a very good idea. Last day of voting for last Friday's Dream Big America contestants. If you haven't voted yet, Eric Stiegelman from Bonfire Wine, Vern Adair at Weed Spinner, and John Keeter at MagnaClip all would like your support. Check them out. Go to dreambigamerica.us. Look at the stories of their companies, their stories, two-minute pitch you can listen to there, and then vote. We'll see who the winner is of that contest this week. And then this week's winner, Frank Tiley, certainly is one of the people that will be featured a week from Friday on the Dream Big America contest. All of these choices. One of the things, how are you fellas at making choices? Akos, are you very decisive? I'm going to guess
yes,
that you are.
I am.
Have you learned to be it, or have you always just been decisive?
So the history is, I'm very decisive on the surface. I make decisions very quickly, and then it just eats me up inside whether I have then made the right decision or not.
You guess, and then you guess, and then you guess again. You're always second-guessing yourself. Is that what you're saying?
But I don't show that on the surface.
Really?
I don't show. I look like a guy who makes the decisions quickly, and I go back to my university and college days. Mm-hmm. When I was doing the exams and stuff, my first guess was always a better chance of being right than when I had a chance to sort of talk my way out of the right answer.
Really?
So I still have that feeling in my head. So what happens is I usually go with my gut feel, my first guess, and it has served me well. I think I guess well better than most in the business decisions around the business here. But I do make mistakes, of course. However, my batting average is better on my first guess. So I have this, it haunts me. So I always go with it. And the trouble is with that is you're driving home or you're sitting there lying your head on the bed of the night going, oh, but did I make the right decision? I don't find the right decision.
Well, the reason I'm bringing it up is because the other day John and I were talking about this in a way, the number of, and I think you and I have talked about it as well, who gets away? You see opportunity and this is not an idea that appeals to you and somebody brings it to someone else, they make a jillion dollars with it. That's all part of, I think that's the way I can think about in terms of radio. I listened to a guy once. And I wasn't the program director, but I was helping. I was assistant program director at a radio station. I said to the program director, you gotta listen to this guy. And, this guy's terrible. It was Glenn Beck.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how's Glenn Beck doing?
So there you go. And other program directors have, seen and heard. And John, turning to you and how you make decisions, is it different for you? Are you somebody, when it comes to things, not just businesses, but things in your life, all of these people that come to us and with whom we engage, and we talk about their products, and we encourage them to do better, and we try to give them the tools to do better. We're just talking about something that's a very narrow slice of their life. And Akos took the opportunity to talk about his decisions when it comes to business. How about life? John, do you make good decisions about life issues?
Fast decisions, right decisions. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty much right with most of my decisions. My gut feeling, like Akos. I mean, I pretty much know. My only problem is I'll give a person a second chance, mm-hmm. and if they prove me wrong again, then they're completely gone and out. Then I will never trust.
No, seriously,
I just don't do it. I mean, is that called holding a grudge?
What is that?
No, it's actually not. No, it's just you get to a point where you make a decision, you trust someone, you give them all the trust that you could possibly imagine, so even beyond that, and then if they wrong you once, then okay, maybe it's just, you know, something happened, something, you know, that was there, you know, they just...
First time, shame on them, second time, shame on me.
I'm not going to be stupid a second, third time.
So the takeaway of this gut feel... Gut feel is a takeaway. And the other thing I always try to say, Doug, is don't climb the ladder of judgment. And I think it's the hardest thing for a business person to do and an entrepreneur to do is not to climb the ladder of judgment.
Describe with a specific example.
So, for example, we create judgment based on our opinion. And sometimes our opinions are not based on facts. I find myself thinking to myself about things that are not based on facts, but I'm treating them like they were based on facts.
Yeah.
And then somebody sort of, for example, I was pricing yesterday for QVC Germany and QVC Italy, and it was for laundry sheets, and it was for a huge order. And I was doing things, texting, and the guy I work with at the company, who I license the laundry sheets to, he's arguing with me vehemently about the pricing that I should have lowered the price, blah, blah, blah. And we were in a heated argument, and I said, can you do me a favor just quickly? Can you just double check the Italian price for me? And he came back with this humbled, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
See, I would have said, you just do me a favor, stick your head in the toilet for a minute.
So it's the ladder of judgment, and we climb the ladder of judgment every day.
Yes, I think
the ladder of judgment gets us into a place where we cannot make good decisions.
So where do our skills come from, our personal experience in our personal lives or our experience in our business life, even to the point of deciding what job you might... You have two jobs. You got to choose one or the other. And the skills that come, are they the same skills that you would use on choosing? Let's say you were fortunate enough to have two women in your life that you loved and you wanted to marry one of them. How would you make that decision? Is the same skill necessary?
Gut feel. Yes, same thing. Gut feel. Don't climb the ladder of judgment. John will give him a second chance. I might not.
No. Yeah.
The thing about second chances, I'm really... Richie will tell you, I go overboard and oftentimes give people too many chances. I always want to give someone another chance, and it bites me sometimes. I got to be better or smarter about doing that, because it oftentimes I don't recognize, I'm somewhat naive sometimes about people who are taking advantage of me, whether it's my personal life or whether it's my business life, because I always want people to get, isn't so much a fair shake. I think we're all here to help. The thing that you got to learn is help people, but not at your own expense. Don't let them take advantage of you. There are a lot of really good people who are in the, how do I best put it, in the motivation business. And they they listen to people and their stories, and they're listening to some of this horrible stuff. I mean, you listen, some of these counselors, you can't imagine what they listen to all day long. Who's there to help them? Who takes the order for...
Better counselors.
Better counselors. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But I just wanted to underscore how we all make choices. There are so many parallels. The reason I love doing this hour of the program, it's so abstract. We get into... But it isn't. We talk so much on our radio programs about the things that are going on, the issues of the day, and how to work with them, and maybe sometimes have some fun with them, and maybe you learn lessons from them. But I find this place to be the greatest lesson. It's an incubator of ideas, an incubator of, I'll use the word again, motivation, an incubator of understanding how to make choices. It's a great parallel with what we all have to face in our lives. And so I find sometimes, maybe to other people's distress, I get so excited about this, I become very philosophical. And I need you guys, when you hear me going down that road, Richie sometimes just zones out and he doesn't listen. I don't know, ever want to be preachy, but I really am in my own world. I pinch myself sometimes when I realize the opportunities that I've been given and what we can do to help people with the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people that I've spoken to over the years. And I don't even really think about it in those terms. But if you use this, we've been given a great gift. And if we use it properly, if you want to judge at the end of the day, how does it come back to help us? It does at the end of the day. But that's not the reason for you doing it. It may be that if you're smart, you take an idea and you run with it and you make some money, because we all have to live. We all need money. But this is just that extra thing, that satisfaction. And I use this when I think about Frank Tiley from yesterday and how satisfying it was for me to find out how these simple needle-nose pliers that are adjustable came to me. I just, because this is something that has frustrated me for years. I can't tell you how many knuckles I have wrecked trying to use a pair of needle nose pliers fixing a baler, the knotter on the baler. You can't get in there with a needle, but now this guy with his adjustable pliers, I can get in there. And it's that sort of thing that I hope with all of these, whether it's the wine, I mean, whatever it is that applies to you, the balloon flower is a great idea. A great idea. So my hat is off to all of you that are working to make life better, and helping you is what we're all about here. 18 after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Oh, thanks. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of fine.
Shall we book another appointment then?
I'm
wonderful. Glad. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free. You're drilling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
We've been patient. patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Nice.
Now we know. Now we know who wears the pants in Amberley.
Really, yeah, we've got the permission each time.
The little strings. If you see the little strings on his head and his shoulders, that's me.
Right. Remember Howdy Doody? That's right. I'm really Howdy Doody.
when the mouth moves, you see my hands move.
It's Howdy Doody time. 24 at the hour. Acor Sankura and John Crimmins. They have Howdy Doody. Do you remember, John? You remember? Well, maybe you're too young to remember Howdy Doody.
It was black and white. I remember that back then.
Howdy Doody. Pinky Lee. Kate Smith, all those people that are on television. Akros, did you have in Canada? Howdy Doody. bum bada bum bum. Boop boop. Yes, go ahead.
No, we had Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right of the Mounties, yes.
That's right. I thought I'd bring that up because I thought the name was
Dudley. You always like to. My real name is Dudley, and when I was a kid, people always used to tease me. I was abused badly as a youngster, being teased. For all of the connections to Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right, he's our hero, leader of our nation. I remember.
Really? Keep going.
I thought I'd sing there for a second. Yeah.
Wow.
There's your word of the day that brings up the 40-year-old song. Dudley.
There it is. And we'll put that on our demo reel, Richie. That'll be good. Yeah. That's a great demonstration of, well, actually, we're trying to incorporate all kinds of motivational ways for you to see clear, to bring yourself to another state, to your state, your best state.
I'm going to bring you to a state that you like a lot.
Okay,
I'm going to bring you to a state.
I'm in California. I like this.
There's a new crowdfunding out that actually now has set a record on Indiegogo.
Really? What is it? What's it for?
It is actually called the Flow Tap.
Flow Tap?
No, it'll flow hive, rather. Excuse me. But it's kind of like that. It's a honey tap. It's actually for the beekeepers. It's funded $5.3 million.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah, these guys actually... No, it actually is very cool.
What are you doing? What are you getting for your investment? What's the maximum that people are putting into it, and what are they getting in return?
Well, let me tell you what it does first. And actually, it's ingenious. It's where you have up the honey hive, and instead of disrupting the bees, because, as you know, our bee population is dropping dramatically.
Yep, dangerous.
Instead of, keep getting them involved that way. It literally lets the honey drip from the hive into canisters, and that way the beekeeper doesn't have to disrupt the hive at all. Doesn't have to pull out the combs. Doesn't have to do anything like that. Yeah, it's actually it's a rather kind of a unique idea. And it just we just broke the record. You know how the Pebble watch was, you know, a big thing?
Yeah, it was big. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but not as big
movies have been.
I'm looking at this thing. It seems like it's just so simple.
It's it looks like a bird, like an oversized bird
house with just two tubes coming out of the mason jars.
What prompted people to get involved? Why? And it was it nickels and dimes, or is there a $100,000 contribution from some people? What's the, how did they get people enthused to the tune of $5.3 million?
You know, I'm not really sure. I mean, they actually had, they said, they had a $70,000 funding goal. They reached that in 477 seconds.
Really?
They did $2.18 million in 24 hours. Now, you can no doubt guess that now that this story's out and Entrepreneur has it, a bunch of the online magazines have it, this thing's going to go skyrocketing.
Yeah.
I mean, they had over 11,000 contributors.
Really?
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, you look at it. Here,
all right, so what can we come up with does the same sort of thing? This had to have been a beekeeper. We came up with an idea.
We need to come up with something, because I got this edgy feel about crowdfunding. I feel that it's just a store. Like, every time I look at these crowdfunding, I think it is meant to be genuine crowdfunding for genuine entrepreneurs. And I think there's an element of people who in the population who are taking advantage of it, entrepreneurs who are just selling stuff on it. And I can give you countless examples of they're not new things. They're just people selling stuff.
Well, I do own explodingcows.com. We could get some developer because I bought that website name, so now I have
Exploding Cows.
We have to make the, like the explodingcats.com. So now we have cows.
I'm the cow guy. I got to split my money with you.
You pull the wrong udder, and it's all over, dude.
Yeah, but your cows explode in the wrong end.
Yeah, right. They do. 28 past the hour.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press pause. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Half the hour now, 27 before the new hour, with Akos Jankura and John Cremins. I'm Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions. In a few moments, we're going to meet Cassandra Fitch, who has I'm guessing this is, John, an application you put on your car when you're getting too close to the rim of the wheels, getting too close to the curb. Shall I? That's not
actually,
it at all?
Actually, no. Huh. It's more of a safety device. Let's say you're in a car and you have an accident. Yeah. You're stuck on the side of a road. Maybe perhaps somebody has a heart attack. You're trying to get somebody to notice that your vehicle is either stuck or trapped or whatever. So basically, you would hit a button. It's a remote control. And all of a sudden, lights that are in placed in your rim of your tire go off. So they could be flashing, strobing, so somebody would know that, oh my gosh, there's a car down in the ditch. That, you know, you might not be able to see, but if you see these flashing lights, you're going to know they're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is.
So like the woman the other day with the little baby.
Yeah, the baby thing. And you go ahead, Chief. Keep going with that thought, that train of thought.
Well, I mean, just think about it. That woman that went off the bridge in Utah into the river, and she passed away, but the baby survived, was there for, what, almost a day?
And yeah, you heard the ER
kind of voice.
And nobody noticed until a hunter or a fisherman went into the river.
Well, then the ER guys, though, the response team, then they say that they had somebody, they heard somebody say, help.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was no way that anybody could say help because the baby woman was dead. Yeah. The baby was alive and lay in the car. On a submerged car.
Passed out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird, right?
It's amazing. There are so many things in the universe that are almost inexplicable, unexplainable. It just is, it's one of those great things that we think about, and sometimes you can figure it out and sometimes you can't, but I'll tell you something, it makes the wonder of life even more wonderful. The crowdfunding thing I was just looking at when following back to what you were talking about. We were focused on a $5.3 million crowdfund that has come together as a result of a beekeeper needing a special little sort of tool that he designed. He wants to make it go public with it. I don't. As I look at this thing, I can't even begin to imagine why somebody would put money into us to the tune that they did. And then I went one step further, another click away, John. Mm-hmm. Funding, and Akos, you could probably speak to this, the part of starting or expanding a business. The banks used to do it, but small businesses now are having a hard time getting money, and that loaning has come to a screeching halt. It certainly has since the advent of 2008. I can tell you that as a businessman, I couldn't borrow any money. So now there's a bounce back because of the growth of these alternative financing opportunities called crowdfunding. And there are a lot of people that have raised $2-3 million for music, for movies, for little things. And it's based on you getting a reward for kicking the money in, right? That's why I asked you, what's the reward for putting money into this beekeeping thing?
So isn't there I think the crowdfunding laws, and I'm not an expert, but when we were setting up our crowdfunding site, we were warned about this. You cannot exchange shares or performance for crowdfunding.
And so the Securities and Exchange Commission got all over that, yeah.
Yes, and they didn't change it. It still stands. There was talk they were going to change it, but I don't think they've changed it yet. It's just still the same thing. So you have to reward them with some tangible thing.
Right.
So in a business, what tangible thing would you reward them with?
Well, these guys, they gave you a flow box if you made it to a one level. So you get the outside box, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not painted. It's, you have to build it. You do it yourself. And then they give you, as each additional amount of money goes up, then they give you another tray, which, that's where the honeycomb can be. And so you get one tray, two trays, up to, I think, seven trays.
That's the traditional model, right? That's the traditional model. But I think what Doug's asking, what about a business startup? If you have a business startup, unless you're doing a specific product, a lot of businesses are not product related. They're service related, supply related, vendor related. So how do you do that?
The second highest on Indiegogo, it was code. An hour of code, it was called.
Mm-hmm.
So it was right underneath this last one with the Flow Hive. And what they did was basically they were trying to get teachers, more science teachers, more computer teachers in schools. So they didn't give anything. They were just starting a business trying to, fund, more teachers.
Philosophy. It's making life better in a sense. And by the way, if you want to check out My Cool Inventions, there's a My Cool Inventions fund at mycoolinventions.com. All right, let's meet Cassandra Fitch, John, and Akos to figure out how this vehicle Rim Alert works.
So we have Cassandra Fitch, and she has a product called Vehicle Rim Alert. And we've been looking at the descriptions on mycoolinventions.com, and it looks like some LED lights that attach to your vehicle rims that are used in the event of an emergency. Maybe you have a heart attack or some, you go over the cliff or something. These rims will start flashing, alerting people to you. So let's welcome Cassandra Fitch to the program. Cassandra?
Yes, good morning. Good morning to you all. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Why don't you describe to us your invention, the Vehicle Rim Alert?
Well, in any event of emergency, it just simply can be difficult to signal others for help. But especially in a vehicle, any vehicle that's pulled over on the side of the road, many passing drivers just simply assume that the car has been actually abandoned. So in very few drivers consistent to pull over and they evaluate the circumstances. It's hard. It's very hard to signal others of any type of emergency, whether it's criminal, whether it's medical. And these rims would definitely be the solution to alerting anyone, especially emergency personnel or bystander, that someone is in distress.
Okay, and so is it easy to install this? Because the first thing I come to mind is it must be some electronic sort of infrared sort of system, because it'd be hard to have a wire going from the rim to the vehicle operator.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, actually, it's a wheel attachment, wheel cover attachment, and which will include the LED lights. And so, it's remote controlled. There's also a 9-volt battery. The battery itself can be also used for that purpose.
So wait, these are covers that you would put over the regular wheel? Because I've seen those, you can buy those aluminum or plastic-type rim covers you put on. Is that kind of what you're looking at?
Yes, it'd fit for any vehicle. Yes, exactly.
Okay. What color? Well, I mean, did you have a color choice in mind?
Well, it would actually be red and yellow because those would be two colors that would be visible, especially during daylight.
All right. I know in some states they don't allow certain colors in lighting for automobiles. I only know that because I used to have lights on one of my motorcycles, and right. They were blue. Well, I got pulled over for that because you're not supposed to have blue lights.
Oh, wow.
On any vehicle, yeah, unless you're a safety vehicle. So you, red right. and yellow, yeah, you might want to check on the red part of it all.
So let's hear her pitch. Let's get Cassandra to pitch it for a minute for our listening audience, and the listeners will vote. They'll vote thumbs up for the invention or thumbs down. If you're listening, go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button. Or if you're out and about, use your smartphone to text the word thumbs up, all one word, THUMBSUP, or thumbs down to 22333. That's 22. And 33s, or you can call us and just say thumbs up, thumbs down, and the phone number is 1-888-877-0490. 1-888-877-0490. So, Cassandra, are you ready for your 60-second pitch?
Yes, ready as ever.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
People, listen. Have you felt abandoned while stuck on the side of the road, or you felt unsafe? Have you ever taken ill in your vehicle and no one knew that you were even there? In any unforeseen carjacking assault, it's all about safety, and lives do matter. In the event of emergency, it can be difficult to signal others for help, especially while in your vehicle. If your vehicle is pulled over on the side of the road, many passing drivers simply assume that your car is abandoned. Very few drivers become concerned enough to pull over. It is hard to signal a police or a bystander of an emergency while driving, and many carjacking victims are forced to drive with their capture in the car. Currently, there is not a suitable method of notifying other drivers on the road of the dire situation. Medical emergencies often occur while in the car. Many lives could be simply saved by the push of a button, flashing rim, and that will definitely alert any bystanders that there are some type of emergency circumstances, and that product is this.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Oh, Cassandra, you set up the problem really well. You set it up with many, many examples, but you didn't leave time, a lot of time for the solution. And, of course, I think you were going to say the solution was the vehicle rim alert.
That's the solution.
Are you selling these? Are these available for sale? Is it conceptual? Are you in the design phase? Are you actually manufacturing these things?
I'm in the design phase and contacting some major companies as we speak.
John, how many police cars do you think there are in North America?
Oh, God,
I don't know. I think it's 54,000. I saw that number somewhere.
Is that all?
And remember the old television show, Car 54,000, yes. Where are
Stop
you?
It. Come on. Oh, my God.
Well, that worked for about 20 seconds, boys and girls.
So, I was thinking maybe she should license it to fire trucks and police cars. Oh. But if it's only 54,000, okay. That's not a big enough.
There were actually 71,000 in-car cameras in police cars. So that gives you, I mean, at least 71,000. So
some of those 54,000 have two cameras in them.
So I was thinking...
Over 6 million police officers.
I was thinking that she could license it to the manufacturer of the police cars so that... Because I don't know, on the side, can you tell if the police car's lights are flashing? Or do you think it might be a good idea to have this on the side of a police car and go with the red lights?
Yeah, but think about this. If the car's in a ditch, right? It's sideways. It's not going to be front and back. Usually that doesn't normally happen. So if it's from the side, I mean, you're going to have two wheels that will be flashing up that hill.
How much will it be? How much will it cost to buy this?
Well, actually, contacting the manufacturer, they give me a price that's pending. But we're looking into at least $200 and under.
For each rim or for the whole all four?
Yeah.
For each rim or all four?
All four.
So who made your picture for you? Because I see you have it looks like a virtual prototype, right?
Yes, it does.
Did you have a service do that for you, or how did you get that, or did you make it?
Well, I was previously with an invention company before, and back in 2009, and so they allowed me with all of what I have had included with everything, the price of what I had to invest in it. This is what I received back.
So no judgment at all. You don't have to tell us the name of the company, and if you don't want to answer the question, just say I don't want to answer the question. But how much money did you have to give up to the invention submission company?
I say shamefully $4,000.
You just thankfully. You did well. Because most people answer that question when I ask, usually have another zero behind that number. So you managed to do that well. Okay, good. So if you're listening and you want to vote for the vehicle rim alert, you go to mycoolinventions.com and vote thumbs up or thumbs down. You can text the word thumbs up or thumbs down by texting it to 22333, or you can phone us at 1-888-877-0490, 1-888-877-0490, and just say thumbs up and thumbs down. John, what's your vote? What do you think?
I like the idea. I just don't think an 9-volt battery in that heat. Do you remember how hot? Because I don't know if I've worked on cars and stuff, but if you ever try to work on a car that's been running for a little while or moving, that area right in there gets extremely hot because you have the brakes and everything that are making heat. So I'm trying to figure out the power source on this. A 9-volt battery?
Is it a 9-volt battery?
Well, actually, the remote would be controlled by a battery.
So then, how do you get power to the lights?
The lights will be powered by electronically through the connected with the wheel attachment. The rams to the wheel attachment.
All right. Here's the way. Text again, 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down for this idea, 888-877-0490, or you can vote at mycoolinventions.com.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get refinished hardwood for just 99 cents and strand bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149. Plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Actually, it's the 300th edition of Let's Be Fair, so I'd like to say thank you to all the stations that carry this commentary and to those of you listening, especially those who have taken the time to share your own ideas and stories with us. 300 weeks ago, we started out with the goal of revealing how lawsuit abuse affects consumers, communities, businesses, and families, and we haven't run out of stories yet. Because even if you're fortunate enough never to be sued individually, the communities we live in, the organizations we belong to, and the places we work at have all been affected by the excessive amount of litigation in America. Let's be fair. Even though we often point out when the court system isn't working, we also know that we live in a country that attracts people from around the world because we have the freest society on earth. Working together, we can raise awareness of how the courts can better protect that freedom by cracking down on lawsuit abuse. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org. And from all of us here, thanks for listening.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Help! I'm tied up in my hotel rewards program. I'll never get enough points to make it worth my while.
Never fear. Instant Man is here.
Instant Man?
I'm the America's best value in Instant Man, here to save you with instant rewards.
What do you mean?
Join our free value club and get 15% off room upgrades and late checkout when available instantly.
No waiting, no points.
Just register at ABVI.com.
Oh, Instant Man, you and America's best value in saved me. Instantly.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did?
It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. A free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program is Tech Talk Time. Greg Stebbins is here, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. Interested in a lot of good technology. I was watching a television last night. It was the most amazing thing. I was watching Netflix and on a fairly good sized screen. I've never actually watched anything on Netflix before.
Really?
And this, we did a sort of a Blacklist marathon. Three episodes of the Blacklist, which were, it was an earlier, one of the first of the first season. And Richie, the Blacklist stuff I've seen on the plane hasn't been as bloody as the stuff we were watching last night. Oof, man. It was,
yeah, no, there's a little bit of action.
A little bit, yeah. Right. So the point I'm making, though, Greg, is that the technology of these, I have older television sets, and they serve me fine. I don't watch that much TV anyway. But in a show like Blacklist, which, Richie, I didn't realize was both in video and film, it is not just a show that has the regular characteristics of a shot show. It has both video components to it. Some of the scenes are actual video, so you feel like you're live in the room where the action is taking place. And then there's the standard shooting. So, and the reason I bring that up is because it's so vivid on this television set, and the kinds of things that have been developed. I'm way out of it. I mean, this television screen was, and what we could see on it was like being in a theater
Apparently.
Welcome to 2015.
Wow.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Or maybe 2009, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
But this sort of thing, and the fact that you can get most anything, I mean, I am sounding a little silly because I'm in awe of it. I don't have Netflix here. I have any of that stuff. And so seeing, and there's no commercials. So it gives you a whole different, the experience I had was a whole different thing from the technology to the content. And well, I wonder if that's the way everybody, maybe you're all used to it now. I'm not.
A lot of us are used to it, Doug. I mean, no, we're, thanks, you know, it's, it, but it's, you're pointing to something really interesting, I think, about the television and the entertainment industry, and that is both on the hardware and the content side, it's a very fragmented world. So just getting what you want can be very, very complicated. You may not have the right TV set or the right monitor
and
or the right sound.
By the way, that happened during this. Everyone said, while it rebuffs or reboots, buffers and reboots, kind of like the old when we used to have that stuff with a regular computer, when you'd see it was buffering or whatever they used to call it. So I found it to be a very interesting experience. There is a, well, you guys can laugh all you want, help yourself.
And we will.
Yeah, I know you will. All right, so more from Greg in a moment, including how to make a reservation online. This is not news to me, but there are some interesting ways using technology that you can have an interesting meal. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
All right, Open Table, something that people use technology when it comes to eating. There are a lot of people who signed up for Open Table. How does that work, Greg? How is that? Is this something, it's not new, but how does it work?
Well, it's not new, but as with many cloud-based services, Open Table is adding new services and features. So one of the things you can do is actually pay through your Open Table account. So you never get a check. It's just, it's sort of like riding in an Uber. You don't pay when you take an Uber car, it just builds your account because you have that relationship pre-established when you start using the app. And this really, this kind of relationship between you and the companies you do business with through an app can really revolutionize the way the relationship we have with companies, but it may not always be good for you. It means that when you walk up to get a table at a restaurant, they know in advance, are you a good tipper or a bad tipper? Do you buy an expensive wine or cheap wine? Do you drink water instead of drinking alcohol? Do you treat your wait staff well or not? And that may affect how long you wait for a table or if you get a table at all.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. So there you go.
Can we go back to the Netflix thing? I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, shut up. Greg Stebbins, happy that he made it here on Memorial Day. Thanks, Greg.
It's great to be here.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.